DW News.
Hello, I am Laura Kabelka. Kenyan President William Ruto has announced $1.39 billion in broad spending cuts for the new fiscal year following weeks of anti-government protests. Cuts would be made in budgets allocated to Ruto's wife and the wife of his deputy, as well as the prime cabinet secretary, Ruto told media. He also announced that public servants over the age of 60 will be required to retire and that non-essential travel for officials will be suspended. Ruto plans to dissolve 47 state corporations, reduce government advisors by 50%, and suspend non-essential travel for officials. In the face of protests that forced the Kenyan leader to back down on hiking taxes, he said the government will have to borrow more to cover the revenue shortfall. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has declined to help the Gambia prosecute human rights violations under the Yahya Jammeh regime between 1994 and 2017. Our correspondent in Banjul, Sankule Janko, has more.
ECOWAS parliamentarians argue that the bloc cannot meddle in the internal affairs of the country. The Gambia needs ECOWAS partnership to prosecute human rights violations, including the murder of over 50 West Africans in July 2005. Here is Salu Tal, the former president of the Gambia Bar Association and proponent of the International Tribunal, reacted.
What do you tell the 50 Ghanaians who were callously murdered that it's not ECOWAS' business, that Gambia should be left on its own?
The Gambia lacks the judicial and legal framework to prosecute some of the alleged crimes, including crimes against humanity, enforced disappearances, torture, and international crimes.
Coast guards in Mauritania have recovered the bodies of 89 migrants from a capsized boat in the Atlantic Ocean, media reports say. Dozens are still missing and 9 people were rescued. In total, 170 people were on board the traditional fishing boat. Mauritania is a key transit point for migrants trying to reach Europe from West Africa. Voters in Iran are casting their ballots in a presidential runoff election between a moderate reformist, Masoud Pezeshkian, and a conservative hardliner, Saeed Jalili. Iran's president, Ebrahim Raisi, was killed in a helicopter crash in May. In the US, President Joe Biden will reportedly give ABC News an interview a week after his televised election debate with Republican candidate Donald Trump. Biden is still facing a backlash for his lackluster performance in the debate and calls from within his own Democratic Party to step down. And that's it for now. I am Laura Kabelka.